Triple J Unearthed feature artist.
He's got hair like Brad Pitt in the 90s, got blue eyes like the checks on.
Hey, this is Sarah St. James from Adelaide, and I am this week's Triple J Unearthed feature artist.
I grew up in Northern Adelaide. I really remember singing from basically like my earliest memories. I didn't really pursue it when I was growing up, mainly just because I kind of had a bit of a rough time growing up. So I taught myself how to sing from YouTube, very like 90s diva level singing. So the first few years of singing professionally was unlearning a few of those things. But yeah, music's been in my life forever. Like, I started piano lessons when I was really young, gave that up, got into saxophone, gave that up. And yeah, I only started really taking music seriously as a career when I turned 22. So like, I was quite older to decide that. I actually won a grant. Basically, it allowed me to go and travel, and I went to LA, and I was really lucky. I won an internship working over there for 10 days in like a vocal camp. And while I was there, the people that were talking to us were the people who, you know, backup singers for Robbie Williams and Drake. It was all this like this world that I could never, obviously coming from Adelaide, had no idea about. And all of a sudden it became kind of a reality. Like, if I actually want to pursue this, maybe I should just try. And when I got back from LA, I was like, I'd seen this whole other side. Like, I started writing in 2018. So still like very new, I guess. It became like journaling to me. So I started writing properly in 2018 and then just haven't stopped. So I've just been trying to get better and better. For me, the biggest thing is writing stuff that people listen to in their bedrooms and can relate to, because that's, for me, what got me through all of my teenage years was stuff that I could listen to and go, oh my God, someone else has been through that too. 1 a.m. usually I'll be laying in bed and I'll have a random lyric idea and I'll just write it down in my like sleepy little moment. I'll get into the studio, say 3 weeks later, and I'll just scroll through all the notes and be like, what do I want to write about today? The mad at God, I wrote the first verse sitting on the shower floor. I'm very open about the fact that I was pretty badly bullied when I was at school, but like the one thing that got me through it was music. So like, I was a big emo gal growing up, and obviously listening to music and stuff like that, like, because it felt like somebody else had experienced what I was going through. And I think that has what's turned me into the artist that I am and the artist that I want to be moving forwards isn't just, you know, like a drop in the water. I want to really make a difference to teenagers' lives and kids' lives that's going through exactly what I went through, and hopefully be that beacon of like hope that if she went through it, I can, because that's what I had growing up. This next song is Heather. One night, sitting at home, I saw Heather's come up, the movie, and I thought, oh, I'll watch that and see what it's about. And I watched it and it immediately resonated with me of going, oh my God, this is so mirrored of my high school experience. A group of girls who all kind of are the same person. There's always one ringleader that is Heather. And I went into my notes and I wrote down this idea about, you know, saying, no matter what you did, it never stopped me from going and doing what I wanted to do. And I'm still here and I'm still being successful in my own way. And I wanted to do it in an empowering way because that's what I would want to listen to.
Better if I told you to swear it.
Triple J Unearthed Feature Artist.
Feature Artist.